Dan, wake up. We're here.
We are? What time is it?
9 in the morning. How much did you sleep?
Not enough. How did you convince me to do this again?
Because, Dan, these last few months have been the best Magic you've ever played. Even better than John Finkel.
Magic is the one thing in my life that I live for. In case you don't know, Magic is a fantasy-based trading card game where players draw from sealed packs. In these packs, there are spells, artifacts, creatures, and mana. And mana was what every player needed, as mana pays for the latter three. Each player takes turns casting these cards and tries to deplete the other's life total. This event was big, not just for JJ, but myself as well, as this tournament we were going to was one of the premier Magic tournaments on the East Coast. And at the time, I was good. Really good. But I was no John Finkel.
Dan, let's go.
Thanks for the middle seat. I'm gonna need it. Can you turn the heat on?
Wake up!
Did we stop for breakfast?
There's a McMuffin down by your feet.
Great. Breakfast of champions.
I say this is spot in line. Come on.
Okay, so how much is it again?
$60.
$60?
Hey, at least you get 6 packs out of it.
Great. This tournament format relied heavily on making a deck from random cards. This sucked because I was feeling particularly unlucky, even while I was on a hot streak.
Magic players, please find your seat for deck construction.
Excuse me, sorry, right behind. Yep, that's my seat.
Here you go, and for you.
Magic players, you have 45 minutes for deck construction. You may now open your packs and begin.
Holy shit. Thraktusk, Krenko, with 3 lightning strikes? Oh, this is starting to look like the deck. Maybe a mountain, some flint hook boars, Daphnid, I don't know if it's any good.
You have 5 minutes remaining in deck construction.
Oh, whatever. This works if you give a monkey a typewriter.
Magic players, pairings for round 1 have been posted.
Well, here goes nothing.
Magic players, welcome to round 1. You may begin.
I play Llanowar Elves.
Man, I wish I was as lucky as you.
Wait, it's over already? Yeah, well, better lucky than good, every single time.
Magic players, round 2 pairings are posted.
Better lucky than good.
Magic players, welcome to round 4. You have 50 minutes.
Better lucky than good.
Time! This is the end of the 5th round.
Better lucky than good.
Every single time.
Where's Dan? He's gonna want to know that he's playing John Finkel. Dan, wake up! And why are you under the stairs?
Well, it's safer down here. I don't want to get mugged.
Okay, I'm coming. I heard the announcement.
You're playing Finkel. You're playing Finkel!
What?
John Finkel? Johnny Magic? Shadow Mage Infiltrator? The GOAT?
Oh. JJ? Can you give me a Red Bull?
Are you going to have time to set up?
Of course, I'll just do what I always do. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Hi, I'm Dan.
I'm John.
So, you travel light, huh?
I just take what I need.
Is that him? I think it might be. I think it might be him.
What's your name?
John? Finkel.
You do that too?
Yeah, I guess 7's just lucky enough for me. So, are you from here?
I'm actually from Baltimore, but I am really excited to visit the city.
Boston?
Oh yeah, I love early American history.
I recently read a biography of John Adams.
Magic players, welcome to round 7. You have 50 minutes. You may begin.
So, Hyrule?
Sure. Attack with duty bound dead, 2 exalted triggers.
Okay. I'll block with my flip of 4.
Pay 4 to regenerate. Post combat, play a swamp, and cast mutilate for 3.
Mutilate? He sandbagged a swamp and lined it up so all of my creatures would die, and only his stupid skeleton would live. Mutilate. Yeah. You got it, John. Good game. You know, that was a really good play.
Thank you.
After a little post-game small talk, we picked up our cards, shook hands, and walked away. But what was the difference between him and I? We are playing the same game within the same restrictions. There's no physical aspect or natural advantages at work. I am confident that I played the match to the best of my ability, but it just wasn't enough. Then I get to witness a virtuoso at work. I thought about this until I started to get tired again, so I had to settle for a dream.